Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt das auf der Zara. Perik Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Hamaitzi Kalim. Someone finds Kalim via Leim and engraved on the Kali. You have Tzuras Chama, the image that is the symbol of the sun. What do we mean, the image that is the symbol of the sun? So the Batanura explains, it doesn't mean like there was a circle, so the circle is the sun. Or like a half circle, oh, that's the moon. That didn't mean it was Avodah Zarah. Rather, says the Batanura, there were different images. This is what they used to use to imagine the power that's connected to the sun or the moon. For example, a king wearing a crown when he's sitting on a chariot. That was the sun. Why? That's what they decided. That's the power of the sun. So that's what it means. Valeyam Tzuras Chama. There was an image that is symbolic of the sun that was on it. Or Tzuras Levana, or an image that's a symbol of the moon. Tzuras Derokain, or the image of... Some taichus to be a dragon. You see, the words are similar. Drakain, dragon. Here's how the Batanura describes a dragon. Tzuras Nachash, it's like a snake. Sheeshloi Tzitzin v'kaskasnet, has all kinds of like things hanging from it and scales, similar to the scales of a fish. Now the path of the moon in Shemayim, when you compare it to the path of a sun, so for somehow, I don't know why, they imagined this to be like the image of a dragon. Zayzok the Tysus Yantiv. Now, does this mean there was such a thing as dragons? No, it meant that in people's imagination there was such a thing as a dragon. And they would make an image of it and serve it. Yoylichem li Yam HaMelech. Well, if you find this, bring them to the Yam HaMelech, the Dead Sea, and dump them there. Because they're presumed to be Avodah Zarah. Talked about Tanura, even according to the Tanoim in the first Mishnah. In other words, the Sheet of the Chachamim, who hold that we assume images are mutter unless they're holding something. Now this is different. These things were pretty sure as Avodah Zarah and dumped them into the Yam HaMelech. The mile of putting it into the Yam HaMelech is no one's going to get a hold of it afterwards. We don't have to worry about someone having enough from it. Zakt the Mishnah Vayter, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says, it depends on what you find these images. She'al ha-mechubadim, if you find these images on a mechubadik utensil, on a chashev keli, that's used, it's a nice keli, jewelry, then it's aser b'hanah, because probably it was served as a avodah zarah. She'al ha-mevuzin, but if you find it on lowly kelim, meaning not necessarily a chashev kelim that someone's proud of, you found it on a cooking pot, let's say, then it's mutter, because there's time to decorate the pot, and chances are it wasn't being worshipped. No one was serving it as an avodah zarah. The Batanura says that the halacha is like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Now, according to the first shita, what do you have to do with the kelim taka that we assume that it's avodah zarah? Basically, you have to make sure that no one finds it. For all practical purposes, we want it to disappear. You throw it into the Dead Sea. Rabbi Yossi Tainis, no, you don't have to necessarily make a trip to the Dead Sea and throw it in. Rabbi Yossi says, Shoichek, you can grind it to dust. Bezoide l'ruach, and then scatter the dust to the wind. Oymata l'yam, or throw it into the Yam HaMelech, without first grinding it like the Tanakhama said. If you do that, you don't have to grind it. Amru Lois of the Chachamim said to Rabbi Yossi, wait, if you're going to grind it into little pieces and throw it into the air, avu nasa zevel, then that too becomes like a fertilizer. And it could fall into a Yiddish field. And it makes the field better. It fertilizes the field. So it comes out that a Yisrael had enough from it. Aye, it sounds like, enough from something that's grinded up and falls into the earth. No, but when it comes to a avodah zarah, we're sensitive even to this. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, it shouldn't cling to your hand, nothing from literally banned property, meaning of avodah zarah. So if you know that something grew through ground that was fertilized by avodah zarah, even though it didn't grow through the fertilizer, it grew from the ground, the fertilizer just helped it. But that's called zev zeh goyim. The avodah zarah helped it a little bit. And Rabbi Yossi holds Zev Zeh Goydim is mutter. The Chachamim say no. Zev Zeh Goydim is aser. even though it grows from the ground, but if the fertilizer helps it, so each one is causing this thing to come into existence, that's enough to say it's aser. And that's why the Chachamim don't agree with Rabbi Yaisi about the eitz of grinding it and throwing it into the wind. Okay, so what do we learn in our Mishnah? We learned that if someone finds kalim, and on it there is an image that is the symbol of the sun, or an image that is the symbol of the moon, or the image of a dragon, which was their imagination. But these things were commonly worshipped. So you have to bring it to the Yam HaMelech, and when it goes into the Yam HaMelech, I mean, you can't even see it. It just disappears. That'll guarantee no yid has any enough from it. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, it depends on what. Literally on what? On what did you find the image? If you found it on a chash of a keli, it's probably an avodah zarah. You found it on some cooking pot. It's not a decoration. Rabbi Yaisi says, you don't have to throw it into the Yam HaMelech. You can just grind it up and scatter it to the wind. Or throw it into the Yam HaMelech, whatever you want. But the Chachamim say, no, if you scatter it to the wind, it may fall, the tiny little pieces may fall on a Yiddish field. It's going to help fertilize the field. It's going to help it grow. And the Chachamim hold Zev Zeh Gairim as Aser, which means if you have ground and let's say something else like the fertilizer to help something grow, then it's going to be Aser. So therefore the Chachamim say, the only way to make sure that no Yisrael is going to benefit from the Avodah Zarah is by throwing it into the Yam HaMelech.